To the editor. With increased food costs due to inflation and greed, I advocate for implementing a national school food program in Canada. This initiative addresses pressing food insecurity issues and aligns with several United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. The holiday break has concluded, yet new data reveals a surge in food insecurity among families with children, exacerbated by soaring housing and heating costs. A national school food program is one remedy we need, offering immediate relief and sustainable solutions. While some may view this as leaning towards socialism, I argue that it represents a progressive and fiscally conservative stance, evolving with our society's changing dynamics. It appears that support for such a program is robust, with a survey by Employment and Social Development Canada indicating that 96% of respondents see the benefits of school food programs. This potential policy not only eases household budgets but also enhances children's health, education, and long-term economic prospects. Funding such a program could be subsidized by grocery chain corporate taxes. Despite commitments from the Liberal government in 2019 and during the 2021 election, tangible progress is lacking. A suggested $200 million investment in the 2024 budget could jumpstart the promised $1 billion over 5 years, providing immediate relief to families and leaving a legacy of improved public health. Manitoba's recent commitment to a school nutrition program for all schools could serve as a model for Canada. A national program covering breakfast and lunch could save local families $130 to $190 monthly per child, amounting to significant yearly savings. Sustainable relief, unlike temporary interventions, allows families to focus on crucial needs such as housing and utilities. Beyond financial relief, a national program potentially creates thousands of jobs, stimulating local economic growth. Adopting a farm-to-school approach could support local farmers and suppliers like Monogan Greenhouse, generating a positive economic impact. For women who statistically invest more time preparing school meals, a universal program would alleviate financial stress, save time, and foster gender equality. A universal free lunch could potentially increase mothers' labor market participation for professional growth. From a fiscal conservative perspective, the overall return on investment could be substantial, as evidenced by high-income countries such as Sweden's existing programs. A Made in Canada school food program invests in a prosperous and economically resilient Canada. It addresses affordability issues, provides financial relief, enhances education and health outcomes, stimulates economic growth, creates jobs, and promotes gender equality. It is time for Canada to embrace this progressive and fiscally conservative approach for the well-being of our youngest citizens and their future. David Thompson, North Bay.